Penguin Audio presents If You Ask Me, and of course you won't, written and read by me, Betty White. Gratefully dedicated to Loretta, Mary Sue, and Bruce. Forward. One time, I remember hearing someone ask my friend George Burns if he had read a certain book, current at the time. George said, "I can't read a book because I'm writing one." We all laughed. George could make anything sound funny. But he was absolutely right. Whatever else you may be involved in, writing a book takes precedence. There's that inexorable due date staring you in the face. By my sixth book, you'd think I'd know better. Yet once again, I was thrilled when they asked me to do another one. I simply love the process. And not just because I can do it sitting on the couch with my shoes off and my dog by my side. Writing is my favorite thing. Betty White, February 14th, 2011. Body and mind. Growing older. Old age isn't for sissies. I can't believe I'm getting old. Why do people ever say happy birthday? And the list goes on. We've heard them all. However, if one is lucky enough to be blessed with good health, growing older shouldn't be something to complain about. It's not a surprise. We knew it was coming. Make the most of it. So, you may not be as fast on your feet, and the image in your mirror may be a little disappointing, but if you're still functioning and not in pain, gratitude should be the name of the game. Actually, and don't laugh, there may even be some upsides to aging. People treat you more gently. They may even think your years of experience make you wiser than you are. And somebody always finds you a place to sit down, whether you want it or not. Somewhere along the line is a breaking point, where you go from not discussing how old you are to bragging about it. I have never lied about my age, but these days I seem to work it into the conversation at the drop of a hat. Please stop me before I get to the point of, "Hi, I'm Betty White, I'm 89 years old." There's nothing to brag about. I didn't accomplish that age. It sneaked up on me. There's even a funny side to aging, if one has a warped sense of humor. If one has no sense of humor, one is in trouble. On reflection. In show business, the mirror obviously plays a big part in one's life. But early on, long before I started working, my beloved mother taught me another role the mirror plays. I can still hear her. "Bets, you can lie to anyone in the world and even get away with it, perhaps, but when you're alone and look into your own eyes in the mirror, you can't sidestep the truth. Always be sure you can meet those eyes directly. Otherwise, it's big trouble, my girl." It may sound like a cliche, I realize, but oh, it's so true. On rare occasions, I have tried to prove my mom wrong. I stare back at my reflection and try to rationalize my way out of something. But it never works. Those eyes on the looking glass take on a life of their own. It still works, Mom, even after all these years. Health. As the years add up, I am so grateful for the good health I've been blessed with, and I don't ever take it for granted for a second. I make it a point to never let my weight vary more than 5 pounds in either direction. I wear glasses to read or to drive. I have a 2-story house and a bad memory, so all those trips up and down the stairs take care of my exercise. I had my eyes done in 1976 and have let nature take its course ever since. As for my hair, I have no idea what color it really is, and I never intend to find out. My mother's hair never went gray, it just went mousy. So when mine started going that way, I just started tinning it and haven't stopped. And I never will. In terms of my weight, I weigh myself every morning, and if I go up 1 pound, I take it off the next day. It's easy to take a pound off. You just skip something. But if it goes to 3 pounds, it becomes more difficult, and one of them usually just stays there. Or 5 pounds, even worse. Sometimes those just stay. I watched it happen with my mother, so I figure it's easy to just take them off immediately, and it's not too much of a sacrifice. I don't have a sweet tooth, but I do have a cocktail before dinner. I also love French fries and hot dogs. The famous Pink's Hot Dog Company in California actually named a hot dog after me. And since I eat mine plain with no condiments, it's the Betty White Naked Dog. So if my weight goes up a pound or so, it's easy to find something to cut out to bring it back down. My obsessive addiction to crossword puzzles, I chalk off as mental gymnastics. I love games and puzzles. On the set of The Lost Valentine, a Hallmark movie, Jennifer Love Hewitt and her boyfriend Alex Beh and I played Scrabble during every lunch break. And I always have a book of crosswords or acrostics in my purse wherever I go. Whenever I've had a puppy, I put newspaper down for him. But if I put down a piece of the paper and there's a crossword in there, I'll snatch it right up and say, "No, you can't go on that." I subscribe to the Crosswords Club and the Puzzle Club, and I get a new set of puzzles every month. They were given to me as a gift, and I renew them all the time. I have stacks piling up. I won't live long enough to do all these puzzles, but it's a comfort zone for me. And no, you can't use a dictionary or an encyclopedia. That's a cheat. I'm not a big pill taker and almost never have a headache. But I once read an article about Dr. Linus Pauling, who took vitamin C every day to stave off colds. I thought, if it's good enough for Linus Pauling, it's good enough for me. Why not? I asked my doctor, and my doctor said that's rubbish. Vitamin C has nothing to do with the common cold. But I wasn't taking any other vitamins, so I started taking vitamin C every morning. I haven't had a cold in 20 years. I attribute my generous supply of energy to DNA. My father was so filled with energy, my mom used to call him Horace the Hummingbird. She'd say, "Honey, could you light long enough to sit down?" I'm grateful to have inherited that gene. But in the end, the energy is also very much due to enjoying what I am so lucky to do for a living, show business. If all this sounds too little Mary Sunshine, please put up with me while I celebrate it. Human nature being what it is, I'm ashamed to say that even with all the good stuff, there are still days when the misgivings move in. Maybe when I'm overtired or overloaded or over something. In spite of myself, I find it harder to roll with the punches. I get irritated inside and begin to feel that I'll never catch up. When this happens, I try desperately to resist indulging those ungrateful moods, and I try to attack any one of the many things that need doing. But it just doesn't work, and I don't accomplish a damn thing. It might take a little while to shake those doldrums. It's been widely reported that I prefer the company of animals to humans. As a matter of fact, Barbara Walters asked me that direct question in an interview at one point. "With Barbara, you don't hedge." I said, "Yes, that's true." Now here with you, I want to be on the level. It is true. Can you blame me? Animals don't lie. Animals don't criticize. If animals have moody days, they handle them better than humans do. Next time I'm feeling overwhelmed, I think I'm going to start channeling my dog, Potty. Senses. Sooner or later, some of our senses lose a little of their efficiency. What do I mean, some? What do I mean, a little? Eyesight, for example. It sneaks up on you. Reading and needlepoint have been passions for me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?